This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A teacher at Young Tracks Preschool and Daycare Center in Steamboat Springs is out on bond today. Alma Emperin Montez was arrested by Steamboat Springs Police last Friday on 3 counts of child abuse. Steamboat Springs Police opened up the investigation after receiving information from the Rock County Department of Human Services about a teacher at Young Tracks suspected of physically abusing children. Investigators do not believe it's sexual abuse. Steamboat Springs Police Chief Mark Beckett says they are investigating the scope of the allegations. Now, he says if you think your child may have been a victim, please reach out to Steamboat Springs Police. Steamboat Springs Police also reports of some incidents during the night extravaganza at Winter Carnival Saturday night. Chief Beckett says an intoxicated adult was arrested for tampering with the barricades. Also, 2 ambulances were called. One was for a medical emergency. Chief Beckett says another was called for 2 intoxicated youths who were cited and turned over to their guardians. Police Chief Beckett is speaking out about challenges in the country and their effects on our community. He's written a letter to the community about it. He's included his family's personal experience of losing a transgender teenager to suicide and how talking about these things as a community can help.
What I've learned since our child passed was that there's so many people that are struggling with these things and their children are struggling with these same things. And when you start putting out to people that you've experienced the same stuff, they come forward and they want to talk about it. And I think as we start to talk as a community, we will realize that many more of us are struggling with the same things, and we will start to stand up together.
Chief Beckett's teenage son, Jack, died in October of 2021. He and his family then moved to Steamboat Springs in July of 2022. He was officially appointed as police chief in September of 2023. He says leaders need to step up because of the current political dynamics, which is one of the reasons he's speaking out.
We've heard about some of the concerns in the Hispanic and queer community, and until the leaders step up and start being vocal about it, I don't think anything is going to change. So it was hard for me to do, but it had to be done, and I'm happy to have been able to do it.
Chief Beckett's full letter's on our website. Steamboat Springs City Council has a work session at 5 o'clock tonight. Brown Ranch will be discussed with a presentation from community builders. Craig City Council also meets tonight at 6:30. The award of bids will be discussed to be approved. Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran will report on the month of January. The City of Steamboat Springs has openings on local boards and commissions. These include Board of Adjustment, Historic Preservation Commission, the Local Market District, Parks and Rec Commission, the Planning Commission, and the Urban Redevelopment Authority Advisory Commission. The deadline to apply is March 7th. Yampa Valley Community Foundation is announcing 2 new staff members. Camille Sachs is the grant-making manager, and Carrie Douglas is the office manager. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at steamboatradio.com, where the locals go for news.